Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to those who observe his covenant and his testimonies. Mercy and truth are the Lord's way with us. Mercy is the quality of the Lord's love. He grieves for us when we have gone off the path into evil. He is not angry, but sorry for us and anxious to help us as much as we are willing. But there is no such thing as mercy without truth. Love and truth are inseparable. An example of truth is a good surgeon's deep knowledge, experience, and fine skills, which enabled him to express love, the love of healing and of helping people. Or we could think of a parent or a grandparent's wise advice. A doctor or a parent may have to tell us some things we don't want to hear. But the doctor knows that we need to hear these things in order to be healed and to be happy in the long run. It would not be merciful if the doctor withheld what he sees of our condition. The more serious our condition, the more we need to know the truth. We can see then that there is no mercy without truth. Likewise, in the Lord, there is no truth without mercy. All of his truths are to lead us to eternal life. All the Lord's ways with us are mercy and truth to those who observe his covenant and his testimonies. His covenant is his love for us, his promise of heaven, and our love for him in return. His testimonies are the laws of order by which spiritual and natural universe operates. The more we observe and live by his covenant and his testimonies, the more we receive of his mercy and truth. And the Lord is able to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Lord has given us the Holy Supper as the sign and the reminder of his covenant and his testimonies. The bread represents his mercy toward us, and from him, our mercy toward others in need or in misery when we offer them help. The wine symbolizes his truth and his truth in us, which teaches us to repent of evils and to love our neighbor. This is why the Holy Supper is called the gateway on the path to heaven. But it doesn't always seem that all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Some paths in our lives are hard and confusing. Some paths in our friends' lives seem terribly unfair and even cruel. Why does the Lord let criminals strike innocent people? Why was my friend's baby born with defects? Why did this terrible traffic accident kill or maim my friend? Why did the man leave his dear wife and children for someone else? When we face questions like this, we wonder, is the Lord really guiding every smallest thing that happens in our lives? Maybe the Lord only governs the big things and the overall direction of our lives. Maybe he doesn't mind when tragedies strike in this world because he's only concerned with our eternal happiness in heaven. But if we think in these ways, we are thinking of the Lord as far away from us, looking down from 30,000 feet, not walking with us and even carrying us. We are limiting his power in our minds. The writings say that the way the Lord governs the big things in our lives is by guiding all the smallest things, even down to the dice or how the cards fall when in the games we play. The Lord must permit hard things to happen along our paths, mainly because he must allow us and other people to make mistakes, to sin against him, and for the consequences to follow. Otherwise, if the Lord stopped us from doing harm or always took away the consequences, our lives and our choices would be meaningless. We could not learn truth and mercy because our choices would not matter. Instead, the Lord provides us freedom and permits us to use it to intend and imagine evil. And he also carefully allows us some freedom to do evil and so hurt others and ourselves. This is the only way we can learn and have a real choice. As a result, we have disease, accidents, financial misfortunes, and other griefs. Many of these things are not our fault, but are necessary consequences of someone else's actions, in some cases long ago and far away from us. For in the Lord's providence, all human activities are linked together. What we do and say eventually affects everyone else, for better or for worse. Even so, the Lord is always carefully guiding each one of us down to the smallest detail. Most of his guidance is completely invisible to us, both during and afterwards, though sometimes we can notice the Lord's providence in retrospect. The Lord guides us secretly because there is a part of us that does not want to go where the Lord is leading us. The Lord is leading us to heaven, but before regeneration, we would prefer hell. If we realized how the Lord is always quietly bending us toward heaven, we would be enraged and fight hard against him and thus perish. But since the Lord acts secretly, we may become furious at circumstances that go against our will, but we don't fight with God to the same extent. Sometimes the only way for us to stop and think about what is really important is for us to run into a tragedy or misfortune. Then we may have an opportunity to make a significant change in our lives. If we follow through with this change, even after we have recovered, the tragedy has been turned into a great benefit to us. But we are also free to regard the tragedy as a proof that God doesn't exist or doesn't care. Other times, it seems that tragedies may be permitted for other reasons than the spiritual state of the people directly affected. This seems to be the case with birth defects, when an infant has made no choices of his or her own. Possibly other people's choices must have their consequences and so are affecting others as well. Such hard situations are often an opportunity for the people around to offer love and comfort, and they may be a spur to correct the causes of the problem. In any case, the Word assures us that each person and every single person in all of the Lord's creation is most perfectly led to the most complete happiness in the next life that he or she is willing to receive. The Lord never permits misfortune through one's own fault or the fault of others to interfere with any person's eternal happiness. Neither does he prevent misfortune if it is the way to a person's eventual wisdom and happiness. Let us not regard ourselves as the victims of circumstances beyond our control. There is one who controls all the circumstances in our lives and is always guiding us toward happier things, no matter what the appearance of the means may be. Let us rather rejoice in the leading of the Lord and trust in him as much as we can. We can look for the good things the Lord is offering us at any time in our lives and receive them and work with the Lord in the stream of his providence. The more regularly we read the Word, the more readily we will learn to see how the Lord may be guiding us and how we may cooperate. And when we see that we are off the path, we can thank the Lord for showing us the error of our ways We can then turn back to Him as quickly as we are able. There is not just one path to heaven, such that if we have once turned away, there is no turning back. The Lord, in His wisdom, knows exactly how we will turn aside, and He is always preparing ways back for us in mercy and truth. He leads us secretly through many winding paths that He alone knows, in wonderful accommodation to our freedom, yet always turning us toward heaven as far as we are willing. This mercy and truth is the message of the psalm. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember me. For thy goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in judgment, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He shall instruct him in the way he chooses. His soul shall pass the night in goodness, and his seed shall inherit the land. The secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.